sunny afternoon in summertime.
And it's officially summertime now, the summer solstice, in fact. But if you want to enjoy one of those lazy afternoons, looks like tomorrow's the best bet. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. Cliff, what kind of a forecast is in store as we cross the solstice into summertime?
Well, an improving one. Today, we'll have some residual clouds and a few sprinkles. So it won't be a great day, but it won't be as bad as yesterday. Temperatures will get in the mid-60s. Again, a few light sprinkles and a little bit more in the mountains than in eastern Washington. But, you know, not so bad. Tomorrow, there'll be a big improvement. A mini ridge, an area of high pressure, will be moving in. And we'll start with some clouds in the morning, but they should burn off very quickly. And so by the afternoon, it'll be sunny. It'll be much warmer. Temperatures getting into the low to mid-70s. So tomorrow is the day. If you want to do something outside, it should be the absolute best day. Then on Sunday, it looks like we'll get away with the first part of it. We'll start out with maybe a few clouds. There will be some sun Sunday morning. But the next weather system will be moving in, and that is coming in from the southwest. So the conditions will deteriorate first over Oregon and southwest Washington. So if you're doing things at Sunday, don't go south, go north, because I believe by around 1 or 2 o'clock, it'll be raining in Portland. And that rain will slowly move up to the north, but I don't think it'll reach Seattle till sometime later in the afternoon. So most of the time on Sunday, you know, western Washington from Olympia north will be dry, so not so bad. There could be a few showers over the mountains.
What about out on the coast?
Well, the coast on Saturday will be fine, but on Sunday it's going to deteriorate as that next weather system comes in. And then unfortunately, it looks like we'll have an area of low pressure, we call a trough, that'll be over the eastern Pacific during much of the early part of next week. So it'll be cloudy and temperatures back down into the 60s. So it looks like Saturday is the absolute best day, and Sunday will be decent north of Olympia until around dinner time.
So it's a pretty gloomy forecast overall, even on the summer solstice. Is that typical, Cliff?
Well, one thing we got to consider is that the summer solstice, and that's today, today's the beginning of summer, is astronomical summer. It is not necessarily meteorological summer. And in the profession, we all joke, and it's not much of a joke, that summer starts on July 12th here in Seattle in the Northwest. And in fact, there's a lot of truth to that. If you look at the climatological data for stations around the region, June is often cloudy with some a little bit of rain. And then even getting into the 4th of July weekend, it's kind of so-so, and many can remember some cloudy, rainy July 4th weekends. But then something magical happens after the July 4th weekend. We get into a rapid drying pattern. And so for many places in western Washington, the average probability of precipitation, the climatological probability, goes from maybe 20% or 25% in the beginning of July to only about 8% at the end. So there's a rapid drying. So the drying is coming up, and July 12th is really a much better date to talk about the beginning of summer here than June 21st.
Now, why wouldn't the longest days of the year, the most sunlight, create the best weather?
Well, it's true that the sun is strongest and out there the longest today. So that's wonderful. But it takes a while for the atmosphere to warm. It's like anything else. There's a certain amount of inertia in the system. And so even though the sun's strongest now, the warmest temperatures are not to the end of July, beginning of August. And so it takes a while for the atmosphere to catch up with this extra solar radiation. And this is true most places. Also, it's true in the wintertime. The coldest temperatures are not necessarily on December 21st. It's often, you know, a few weeks after that.
So how is our spring and summer shaping up so far this year? It feels a bit mixed with all the recent rain, but maybe not as bad as some recent years?
Well, actually, we were doing a lot better than the past 2 years. The last two springs, early summer, were abysmal, way below normal temperatures, way above normal precipitation and cloudiness. This year has been very close to normal, maybe even better than normal in some parts. If you look at a plot of temperature versus the normal climatological temperatures, we've had a number of periods above normal temperatures. We've had a few below normal, but we've had just as many above, maybe more. So this has been a much more normal spring, early summer, in which we have cool periods and warm periods, than the previous two spring, early summers. That's partially because the last two springs were associated with La Nina. That's a cooler, wetter pattern for us here in the Northwest. This year, we're not in that kind of pattern, and so we're seeing a much more normal situation.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. He joins us every Friday. You can subscribe to a podcast of our weekly conversations or ask listener questions at kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.